Hi, this is Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors, and you're listening to SB Nation Radio.
Now back to SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Tell you what, New York Mets, they are the kings of Queens right now. 10-1 to start the season. Best start in franchise history, which is saying something.
That is. It's a storied franchise.
And although I have my doubts of the start. But let's get right to our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. Let's bring in Brian Salvatore. He is a writer for Amazing Avenue. That's the SB Nation Mets blog. And Brian has probably the coolest Twitter handle. You can follow him at Brian Needs a Nap. And, man, don't we all. Let's welcome in now. Brian, what's up, man? How are you? Welcome to the Sports Bosses.
You know, I've had my coffee this morning, so I'm not quite in need of a nap yet, but I appreciate the welcome, gentlemen.
No worries, my friend. So, listen, the Mets come in to the British Islands, that is Miami now, and sweep the Marlins on the pitch. They go to 10-1, and I don't know what I'm so surprised about, that the Mets are 10-1 or that Adrian Gonzalez is playing like he's 30 years old.
Well, you're not alone in that surprise, let me tell you. All of us in Metsville are pretty surprised by this. But it's been really a nice, I mean, obviously a 10-1 start is a nice start. But what's been so cool is that the team is just so well-balanced at this point. Every game seems to have a different hero. Every game seems to have a pitcher that, you know, pitches above what you think they're able to. Or maybe, you know, a starter doesn't give you quite what you thought they would maybe produce, but then the bullpen picks them up. It just seems like it's a full roster working together right now. And that seems to me to be a little bit more slump-proof than if you have, you know, one or two players who are just carrying the team game in and game out.
Now, I am certainly not a Mets hater. I'm really not. I'm a Dodger fan, and I got my own problems with this 4-7 start after giving up 16 to the A's last night. But I think when you peel back a little bit, 10-1 against the Cardinals, the Phillies, and the Marlins. Now, you did go to Washington.
You sound like a hater.
Wait a minute. You did go to Washington and sweep the Nationals, which I think that's really the eye-opener there. And listen, you play who you play when you play them, so I'm not blaming them. Is there a sense of okay, we're happy, but let's not start planning the parade just yet?
I mean, we're Mets fans. We're never happy. I mean, come on. Something's always going wrong in Metsville, whether it's Bernie Madoff or, you know, I mean, insert catastrophe of the year here, because there's always something going wrong. But I will say this, you know, it is a hot start. They did play a couple of teams that are not expected to be quite good. But those three wins against the Nationals meant a lot for a couple of reasons. First of all, the Mets have only swept one other series in Nationals Park since maybe 2012 or 2013. So that was a big deal just morale-wise for the team. But not only that, you know, the Phillies, the Marlins, they may not be great teams, but they're division rivals. The Mets need to rack up wins when they can because Washington is a tough team. There are other tough teams in the National League. So while, yes, it's a bit of an easy schedule, those three wins against the Nationals did mean a lot. And I also think that at the end of the year, when you look back at the Mets, whether they win 85 games, 95 games, whatever it is, you can't take away these 10 victories because they happen to go against lower-level teams. And not only that, winning these games early, racking up these wins early, this is going to do two things. First of all, this is going to allow them to hopefully rest some of their players later in the year, since, you know, this start might give them a cushion where they're not playing for their life in September if they need to make a playoff spot. But also, it might show in July that the team is for real, and maybe their front office will go out and do more to help because they have those extra couple wins cushioning them around the All-Star break. So, yes, it's a bit of an easy schedule, but I think that 10-1 is 10-1 no matter how you take it.
Now, Brian, Cespedes finished 3-27 on the road trip. Any worry there?
Maybe a tad, but, you know, Cespedes is a bit of a streaky player, but not only that, he's been battling the flu, and he has said he wants to keep playing because he knows the only way out of his slumps is just at bats. But he's been battling the flu, and I mean, when I have the flu, I can't get out of bed, let alone go 3-27. So, you know, I'm not all that worried. I think if this continues in a week or two, maybe we'll be a little bit concerned. But not only that, the rest of the team has been picking him up. So it's not like Cespedes is slumping, and therefore the team is slumping.
Now, the starting pitching, we're finally starting to see this promise. We're, you know, Syndergaard, even DeGrom, who didn't pitch all that well but still pitched well enough. Even Matt Harvey has pitched well. The starting rotation really has finally got to see, if you're a Mets fan, you're starting to say, this is what we've been waiting for.
Well, absolutely. And then, not only that, you know, last night, Zach Wheeler, who didn't make the team out of spring training, who was sent down to the minors to start the year, went seven innings of one-run ball. He walked one. You know, he really had an excellent start. It was probably his best start in 2 or 3 years. So you take that into consideration, and even if Matt, Harvey, and Wheeler are not this good all season, the Mets have Jason Vargas coming off the DL in a couple of weeks, and it looks like the starting rotation can be a strength for them. We all have this dream as Mets fans. There are these five, you know, Syndergaard, DeGrom, Harvey, Wheeler, and Matt. There's been this dream of having these five guys pitch in sequence. And this week is literally the first time in the history of these five players being on the Mets that they are going to pitch in a row together. So even if it's short-lived, we have to enjoy this right now.
And we talk about the pitching staff. What about your catchers there? Denard goes down with UCL tear, and then last night Plawicki gets hit in the hand. Who do you have coming up as far as a catcher goes?
Well, they called up their double-A catcher, Tomas Nito, yesterday. And he's a mid-level prospect. He's probably not going to be the starting catcher of the future for them, but he can hold down the fort a little bit. They also have the veteran Jose Lobaton in AAA right now. He is not on their 40-man roster. So depending if Darnot hits the 60-day DL, rather, that will open up a 40-man roster spot, and he'll come up. But what I think might be the more likely option here is, you know, we saw so many free agents go unsigned during the offseason. There are still a couple of free agent catchers out there. Carlos Ruiz is one name that popped out to me that was still unsigned. It might possibly still be looking for a job. Not only that, there are lots of catchers who signed minor league deals or low money deals that their teams might be looking to unload them in a week or two or a month or two. So I think the Mets have enough sort of at a core of a defensive, you know, between Lobaton and Nito. And I don't think Plawicki's x-rays came back negative, so hopefully he'll be back in a couple of days. I think between those three guys, they can string together enough until an opportunity presents itself.
Talking to Brian Salvatore from Amazon Avenue. That's the Mets SB Nation blog. Real quick, got a couple minutes left, Brian. Always competing with the Yankees on the back page. And, of course, that huge brawl last night between the Red Sox and the Yankees. Are we going to see a fight when the Mets play the Brewers this weekend just to keep up with the Bronx?
I don't know about that. I mean, I would take the Brewers in that fight. I think the Mets are an older team. I don't know how well they're going to be able to defend themselves against some of the Brewers' young bucks. But I do have a question for Sean, if that's okay.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Sean, have you been following Tim Tebow's minor league stats so far this season?
All I know is the first pitch went out of the ballpark. That's all I need to know. Close the book. Bring him up.
I'm not joking, Sean. You are the first person I thought of when I heard that. I said, oh, man, Sean is pumping his fist right now.
What?
Not to throw too much cold water. He has only had two other hits, and he has struck out 9 times in 18 plate appearances. But, you know, that home run can never be taken away. So congratulations for that, Sean.
I mean, he's on Stanton-esque numbers here. I think you bring him up. He's on pace to be with Stanton.
All I got to say is stay golden, Rumble Pony. That's all you need.
All I need is that one home run a year, and I'll be fine. Bring it on, Tebow.
Listen, the Mets, Mickey Callaway and company, they were the sexy pick to be a wild card, and they are definitely living up to the bill. 10-1 to start the season. You almost hate to have an off day.
If Tebow was on the team, 11-0.
11, perfect.
I'm telling you.
Well, listen, Brian, we're going to have to check back with you as the season progresses. Thanks for hanging out with us, man, and appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Brian.
That's Brian Salvatore from Amazing Avenue, the Mets SB Nation blog, brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. And he's right. You know what? Again, to me, the more wins you can win in April, the less you have to win in September.
Oh, see, I didn't know that's where you're going with it. For me, I thought he was right. Tebow needs to be up there.
Tebow needs to be up there. I love it. Hey, let's take a break when we come back.
Can he catch?
Well, let's get into that brawl last night between the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Padres and the Rockies. Those were legit MLB fights yesterday. And the preseason schedule came out for the NFL.